visiting with Dr. Rob Connor. Dr. Connor, we've spent a lot of time talking to different individuals involved with the proposed reopening of the neighbor's landfill, but haven't had a chance yet to talk to any of the citizens of Baxter County about their thoughts. I know you're associated with some different groups, but you have been a voice adamantly against the reopening of the landfill.
I have. You know, as a lifelong citizen of Baxter County, you know, the clear water and our health and safety are very, very important to me. And so when I worry about contamination of our lakes, our rivers, our drinking water, you know, that's kind of my skin in the game, so to speak.
I know you're a part of the Friends of the River. You joined this group here recently. But what are their thoughts on the impact to our lakes and rivers if we were to reopen this landfill?
Well, you know, there already is contamination in our groundwater. That's kind of indisputable. There's a report that is out publicly, a company named Harbor Environmental Services, and they found high levels of heavy metal, organic compounds, vinyl chloride, benzene, you know, so things that do not belong in your groundwater were detected in their report back in October of last year. And so there already is a problem. Most of the public is not aware of that. And so the idea of compounding that problem, making it much, much worse, does not go in any direction toward fixing it.
There is an argument on the other side, sir, that if the sale were to go through with LRS, they would be the ones that would have the resources and the money to fix the current problems before they reopen the other one. Chairman Fred Wall of the Northwest Arkansas Solid Waste District said someone's going to have to fix it, and the district doesn't have any money, so it's either going to be on the taxpayers of Baxter County or on this for-profit company.
Well, I think of the number of things wrong with that statement. First and foremost, I've been at their meetings in Harrison and at the landfill themselves. They've said they intend to open the cap on the landfill with cells that they can still use and go to using them immediately. They're not going to dig all the way to the bottom of that landfill and try to repair a liner. They have no way of fixing the landfill because of its location. It is sitting on karst topography, which means that basically anything that might enter that ground, whether it run off from the top or leach from the bottom of that liner, goes down into the groundwater, and there's absolutely no way to stop it, and there's no way to control where it goes. So LRS has admitted themselves that that really isn't part of the plan. They do plan on dumping a bunch more trash in there from a distance of up to 125 miles away. So they intend to add a lot of trash to that landfill, much more so than remediate the landfill. You know, that what is already up there is contaminating the area. Now, to address Mr. Wall's concerns, you know, he was saying that the citizens of Baxter County are going to get taxed or somehow get burdened with the expense of cleaning up that landfill or maintaining the landfill. You know, there are already funds set aside for landfills as they are active and open through tipping fees and things like that, that get put into a DEQ fund to maintain landfills once they're closed. You know, and I think Mr. Wall keeps referring to this $18 fee tax, whatever the term was, that citizens of six counties were going to have to pay to try to essentially fund the maintenance of the closure of the landfill, which was very unsuccessful. I think the people of the area understood at the time that this was actually money to go to repay bondholders who had invested in the landfill earlier. So it was very poorly presented. It was just a bad idea. So to hear that we've taxpayers in Baxter County, I mean, you may have also heard the quote, "We caused this, it's our problem, it's our expense." We didn't cause it. You know, the citizens of Baxter County did not cause that landfill. As a matter of fact, we took in trash from all of those other county municipalities. So quite frankly, it's not our problem to fix. It's becoming our problem as more people try to wash their hands of it. But the idea that LRS is going to come in here and spend a bunch of money fixing something, they're coming in here as a for-profit company to make money dumping trash into the landfill.
You mentioned the 125-mile radius. LRS operates only one other landfill in the state of Arkansas, and that's in Mayflower. So that has the potential of bringing a lot of area trash into this area.
Well, and see, that landfill in particular is a construction landfill. So it is not a Class 1 landfill. They operate one other, by the way, up in the Chicago area that they keep reciting as their example of what, you know, they're experts at this. They've done this for years, and they're very, very good at it, according to them. If you do the homework on their company, they're basically a porta-potty company that has one landfill and then one construction landfill. So the idea that they have these decades of this expert environmental control is, it's not true. So there are a lot of things that I think need to be cleared up. And you know, as a member of the public, going to the meeting and listening to their, it's their word. They're the ones, by the way, that said 125 miles. Well, that's Springfield, Missouri. That's Fayetteville, Jonesboro, like you say, all the way down toward Little Rock. Can you imagine accepting trash up here from all of those areas? And somehow they're going to make an environmental catastrophe better, not worse. That just doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up.